Let's now turn our attention to Lord's Day number 11, which is found on page 25. And the catechism begins another subsection regarding the Son, God the Son. And it begins with His first name, or His name, Jesus. So what does that mean? So let's confess this together, and please answer the questions. Why is the Son of God called Jesus, that is, Savior? Do those also believe in the only Savior, Jesus, who seek their salvation and welfare from saints themselves or anywhere else? Brothers and sisters, one of the easiest ways to share the gospel with your neighbor is by asking questions. One of those questions you can ask is, especially to get the ball rolling, who do you think Jesus is? What was he about? Or maybe you can ask it in this way, what do you think is the message Jesus wants to bring to us? And each of those questions really aims at highlighting Jesus' identity. When talking to others about Jesus, it's important to know who they think Jesus is, because you can talk to all kinds of people who even claim to be Christians and still come to very different conclusions of who Jesus is. If you talk to, well, they don't claim themselves to be Christians, but if you talk to a Muslim, they will tell you that Jesus is a prophet. If you talk to a New Age person, maybe even a New Age Christian, Jesus is meant to direct us in how to achieve divine consciousness. This New Age Christianity would say that Jesus came to awaken us, to realize that you are just as much God as Jesus is himself. That we are all a part of God. If you talk to, especially in our political climate, many politicians will use Jesus to justify their political agendas. It's almost as if they're saying, well, if Jesus were alive today, he would support me and my party. And perhaps some will think that Jesus' sole purpose in coming to earth was to show us how to love one another, how to show compassion and be kind. And perhaps you've seen one of the popular commercials, especially during the Super Bowl in the past couple of years. It's an ad campaign called He Gets Us. And the purpose of this ad campaign, He Gets Us, is to show us that the message of Jesus is all about showing compassion and kindness, unconditional love, no matter what other people believe. Now, don't get me wrong, the visuals are... The music, everything grabs your attention. It's done very well and effectively. But the main purpose of Jesus is not just to show us how to love and be compassionate. In fact, the identity of Jesus is found in his name. He is called Jesus because Jesus means Savior. Jesus didn't come to show us how to wash people's feet. He came to save. The question is, save who? And save us from what? Why do we need saving? Once again, the name of Jesus answers those questions. He is called Jesus because he will save his people from all of their sins. If you're a sinner, that means you're guilty. If you're guilty, that means you deserve to be judged. But God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came to save sinners like you and me. If you miss that part about who Jesus is, you believe in an idol, a Jesus who cannot save, a false Jesus. Amen?